So again, thank you so much, Dr. Mikio. Well, let's start off with the first question I have for you. What is the Advanced Energy Healing System?
Well, this is a term that we came up with here in Melbourne about 3 years ago, because at the time there were a lot of non-acupuncturists taking the course, you know, besides the acupuncturists, and I wanted them to feel included in the system, because this is all about moving energy at certain gateways. And acupuncturists, you know, we may be prejudiced thinking, oh, we use needles, so we can do it better, but it's not true. You can open up these gateways with any kind of energy, whether it's your mind, crystals, oils, selenite, magnets. And at that time, you know, maybe a quarter to a third of the attendings were not acupuncturists. So we wanted to have a term that included everybody, not just the acupuncturists. So as a group, we came up with this advanced energy healing. So it's a system that's working not just with the physical, but more primarily with the heart and consciousness.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That's great. It's good for people to know that it's something that people can work with outside of just acupuncture needles, so that's great. What are some of the tools used for advanced energy healing, and how do they differ to acupuncture needles?
Well, you know, people can use a multitude of different things. People use different kinds of oils. If you're going to use oils, I recommend the one put out by Dr. Yuri Kron, developed through esoteric acupuncture. But even needles are just tools. Everything is just a tool. So there are many different tools. Recently, Tom Letter from Colorado has been teaching some of my techniques in Japan and other places, including in Australia. And he makes selenite wands and instruments with selenite, crystal selenite. So you can use crystals. You can use stones. You can use jade. You can use magnets. There's many, many things. So these are just all tools. Me being an acupuncturist, I primarily just use acupuncture needles. I may sometimes use light on the back or on different chakra areas, but I primarily just use needles.